Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Bill Cosby has been granted an appeal in his sexual assault case by a Pennsylvania Supreme Court. He is going to get a chance to fight his 2018 sexual assault conviction. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court agreed on Tuesday to review two aspects of the case, as the comedian's lawyers have challenged on appeal. Now, Bill Cosby is 82 years old, has spent 2 years behind bars for drugging and sexually assaulting Andrea Constand back in 2004. He was sentenced to 3 to 10 years in state prison. Cosby's rep told Yahoo Entertainment that they are extremely thankful the Supreme Court would look at the, quote, false conviction. Said, we are extremely thankful to the state Supreme Court of Pennsylvania for agreeing to review Mr. Cosby's appeal. America and the world is witnessing the 23rd day of protests regarding the abuse and murder of black people, quote, continuing the quote, not just at the hands of corrupt police officers, they say, but these extremely vital and important protests are exposing the corruption that lies within the criminal justice system. Spokesperson Andrew Wyatt said he's calling out district attorneys and judges. He said, as we have all stated, the false conviction of Bill Cosby is so much bigger than him. It's about the destruction of all black people, they say, and people of color in America. Wyatt continued thanking the actors' attorneys for their tenacious efforts in fighting for the vindication. So one aspect from Bill Cosby's case the Pennsylvania Supreme Court will examine is the judge's decision to let prosecutors call five other accusers as prior, quote, bad act witnesses. The women made allegations of previous uncharged misconduct involving sexual contact and claimed that Cosby sedated them all with Quaaludes. Cosby's lawyers laid out five issues, including that the women's claims were unduly prejudicial and are not actual probative of the crimes. Those are a lot of legal terms I hope I pronounced correctly. It's being reported by Yahoo Entertainment. So the Supreme Court will also review Cosby's assertion that he had a deal with a former Montgomery County District Attorney that had never been charged in the case. Cosby claims an agreement was reached so he would testify in the trial accuser's civil lawsuit, which was allowed at trial. His lawyers argued that by relying on that agreement, Cosby's constitutional rights against self-incrimination were forfeited and later used against him. I was wondering about that. I don't know where we stand on this whole case. And again, I'm very confused by a lot of the things that happened with this case. But I wondered why Bill Cosby would have admitted to certain things under oath. And now it's because, well, he was promised that this would never be used against him. So Ms. Constand had sued Cosby and won a civil settlement back in 2006. Last year, she settled a defamation lawsuit against a former Pennsylvania district attorney who didn't prosecute Cosby back in 2005 after she said the entertainer sexually assaulted her at his home outside Philly. In a statement on Tuesday, Constand said she hopes that the Pennsylvania Supreme Court will do the right thing and not allow Cosby's wealth, fame, and fortune to win an escape from his maleficent, malignant, and downright criminal past and seek justice at all costs. So this is going to be very, very interesting because this is during a time when people have to be very, very, very careful from a PR standpoint how they approach, you know, how they approach these cases when it comes to, you know, people of you know, various races and demographics and creeds and gender, et cetera. And so the case, if we remember correctly, had to do with women who were either at the Playboy Mansion or either on a date or just hanging out with Bill Cosby, who had said they had woken up and had found that they were had been assaulted. And so one had, though, from what I understand, said that this happened to her twice. And then you kind of wondered why she hung out with him a second time. But then, you know, if she didn't realize what happened first time around, that could, you know, that could kind of explain it. And, you know, we discussed how, you know, a lot of women, unfortunately, are looked upon as, well, it's part your fault. And that's what I went through when it happened to me, not with Bill Cosby, of course. Although I met Bill Cosby, I need to talk to you guys about that, too. But when it happened to me, I didn't tell anybody, and I said, well, it was my fault. I went into his apartment. I should have never gone into his apartment. But again, I thought he was safe. He wanted to show me something. It was somebody I knew. It was somebody who I thought would never, ever do that. And so when it happened, I'm like, well, my fault. This is my fault. I don't understand why we women do that. You know, or any victims for that matter, despite our gender, we go, it was my fault. I was at the wrong place at the wrong time. I shouldn't have been there. I shouldn't have. And maybe that's a defense mechanism. Maybe we do this psychologically because we think it's easier to beat up on ourselves than the criminal. I don't know. Maybe it's an excuse so we don't have to take them to court and we don't have to. But all I know is I blame myself and I moved on because I just, thank God I was able to move on. But, you know, looking back, it's like, no, it wasn't my fault. You know, but I'm not going to do anything now because it's been years and I made a choice to not, you know, not pursue it then and I'm not going to pursue it now. But when you look at, you know, I met Bill Cosby. Actually, I met him. I was running track. I was exercising. Just got a running track and he comes up to me when we're running. And he was really, really nice. And he was like, you know, he just kind of looks at me and he goes, girl, you white. And I'm like, yeah, I know I'm white. He goes, no, you are white. And I was like, you know, and you know, the way he talks, I was like, yeah, I know I am, you know, because I was, yeah. And then I started talking to him about his book and all that. And he goes, you didn't read my book. And I go, well, not yet. And we just kind of joked. And then we just kind of went on our merry way. And it was a very nice interaction. Wasn't creepy, you know. But again, I wasn't, again, at his home. I wasn't in a position where he allegedly could have given me a Quaalude. And again, I probably wasn't very attractive being running, you know, in my Bart Simpson t-shirt and with no tan at all. I wasn't really the most attractive, you know, individual, all sweaty and huffing and puffing. So I don't know if anything would have ever happened with that. But that's what's going on there. All right, when we come back, American Red Cross, we'll be doing antibody testing on your blood. This is going to be interesting. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications and Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason and Daniel for working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So while the world is still trying to grapple and figure out if we wear masks or we don't wear masks, or if we do state quarantines, such as what we're going to be now seeing in New York and New Jersey and Connecticut, and, you know, those on the medical front are just, you know, still doing what they can to make sure that we have enough blood supply for our hospitals and medical centers. And, of course, the American Red Cross is on the forefront of that work. And joining us again today is Dr. Yvette Miller, Executive Medical Officer, with some interesting news when it comes to blood donation. Hi, Dr. Miller. Thank you again for coming back on.
Hi, Dr. Dahlia. Thank you so much always for being a guest. Thank you.
No, that's great. Right. Okay, so tell us what's the latest.
So the latest with the Red Cross is on June the 15th, we started providing COVID-19 antibody testing for anyone that donates blood, platelets, or plasma. And we believe that this is certainly an important resource to offer to our valuable donors.
Yes, you know, it's interesting. When you donate blood, you can get a lot of interesting medical information. You get your blood pressure, you get your, you know, your iron level, you get your weight, although I really don't need my weight done anymore, thank you. But they can check your cholesterol. And so the fact that you guys could also do our antibody testing is fantastic. And so, you know, what kind of prompted the American Red Cross to decide to do that?
Well, there's certainly other blood collection organizations that are doing it, but we thought it was incredibly important to offer antibody testing because we are also collecting convalescent plasma, so it was certainly a reasonable thing to do to be able to offer this testing to our donors as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, the fact that you guys are collecting the convalescent plasma, so are you also being a source for those hospitals that need COVID antibody blood? Because we know that that seems to be one fantastic adjunct or tool in the fight of COVID.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So convalescent plasma absolutely is a valuable tool that is being used to treat patients with COVID-19. And so, yes, we are a provider of those blood products for hospitals that need it in order to treat their patients with COVID-19. And we've been very successful at it.
I love it. I love it. Yes, yeah, because there's many people who have had it, and they say, look, I want to donate. Where can I go? So obviously going to the American Red Cross would be fantastic. Now, you know, many people have been concerned that they, if they did receive blood, that, you know, they could be exposed to COVID. But COVID antibodies are, do you also test for COVID antigen to make sure that the blood doesn't have active COVID?
No, we do not do the diagnostic test for COVID-19. The only way to identify the actual antigen for COVID-19 is to do the diagnostic test. And that, at this point in time, that's just the nasal swab test. So we do not perform diagnostic tests, and we only identify the antibody, which can indicate if a donor has been exposed.
Fantastic, fantastic. So how are things on the donation front? I know we're coming into the deep, deep summer. We still need blood, don't we?
Yes, absolutely. We are going into a traditional time where our collections are very low. And so we have a number of things going on simultaneously now. We're going into the season where it's traditionally low, and during the summer, you know, we're still in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, and so some people can be reluctant to come out and donate, although we are absolutely taking every one of the CDC recommended precautions in order to prevent exposures when people come out to donate. And then people are just, you know, again, reluctant to come out and donate. And we really do need them to sort of overcome that fear and come out and donate at this time, because our collections are really starting to show, to become low.
Mm-hmm. You know, it was interesting. I had donated blood right, you know, when the shutdown had happened. And it was a local blood bank in my area that allowed, you know, us to come in, and it was air conditioned and all that. And compared to my house with the dogs and the cats and the kids, I felt like I was safer and cleaner at the blood bank. I mean, I didn't want to leave. I didn't want to leave and go home, because it just, everybody was in masks. Everybody was, you know, social distancing. And here's my kids bringing home whatever. It was, I got to admit, it was nice. It was almost like a little staycation for me. And I see that there have been some, shall we say, promotions, like Amazon gift cards and things like that. Can you tell us about those?
Yes, absolutely. So we routinely have promotions, but one of the exciting promotions that we have, so we do have Amazon gift cards, and as well as other gift cards from different businesses. But one of our sort of upcoming promotions that we are really happy to have is the Wonder Woman movie is coming out in July, or might be out already, but either way, we do have a Wonder Woman promotion, and anyone who will present to donate will get a Wonder Woman t-shirt, in addition to any of the other giveaways that we have available when they present in July. So that is a very exciting opportunity that we have, just a little thank you to bring people in, you know, at a time that is traditionally low. And we're also having challenges in terms of African-American blood donors. Mm-hmm. And we specifically need African-American blood donors to support the transfusion needs of sickle cell patients, because the best transfusion product is a product, a match product from an African American donor, because African Americans share some unique antigens on their red blood cells that are not shared with other other individuals. So we really do need for African American donors to come out.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, one unintended consequence of the lockdown is schools closed, and with schools closed, the thousands of school blood drives weren't able to happen. And you would have teenagers, like, I think you have to be at least 17. You would have parents, you would have, you know, family members that would go to the local schools. And I mean, you know, not having that resource, I've just, when I watched all that happen, when as soon as I heard that the school's closed, well, the first thing that I thought about is what happened to all those blood drives. What ended up happening, if you don't mind walking us through? So when the shutdowns did happen, and it's understandably so, you know, how were you, what do you do with the drives? How do you postpone them? That had to have been kind of a logistical struggle.
Yes, it was an incredible struggle, and it's absolutely still an ongoing incredible struggle. So when the shutdown first happened, It wasn't that much of a problem, because many of the hospitals, they stopped having their elective surgeries, and mm-hmm. they basically were just open to handle COVID patients and emergencies. So we really didn't have that much of a problem with the shutdown and the decreasing blood supply. But then as the shutdown was being phased out and economies were opening up, hospitals were again having those elective surgeries. And so we absolutely began to see an increase in the request for blood. And so most schools in this country did not go back into session. And we collect about 20% of our blood supply from high schools and colleges. So that's another incredible reason why we always struggle during the summer months, is because we are not mm-hmm. collecting blood from in high schools and colleges. And so we don't know what's going to happen in August and September and going into the fall. We do know that some university systems have said that they are going to be online in the fall as already. So we know that. So it's definitely going to be a struggle. And we had hundreds of blood drives canceled. So what we're asking organizations to do now is to schedule blood drives into the fall. And if they have space, because we're struggling because we have to do social distancing, so we're mm-hmm. also asking businesses to contact us and offer us space so that we can, again, just adhere to those recommendations from the CDC with social distancing. But we really are still encouraging individuals to contact the Red Cross and have blood drives during the summer and schedule them into the fall as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, in order to antibody testing being offered by the American Red Cross, and we're talking to Dr. Yvette Miller, Executive Officer, Medical Officer in the American Red Cross, this is for a limited time, and I know many of you have been very interested in how you can get antibody testing, and an antibody test does require a blood test, and so I love the idea that you could kill two birds with one stone in terms of getting that blood test done and donating blood. So we really urge many of you to consider it, because knowing you've already been exposed to COVID could answer a lot of your questions and concerns, especially when it comes to work. Dr. Miller, in the last 30 seconds, how can people reach you and set up a drive and set up a donation?
You can go to redcrossblood.org, and you can also use the blood donor app. And you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS to schedule your appointment. And then once the appointment occurs, the blood is tested, you can get your test results within 7 to 10 days after you've been donating through the blood donor app or on redcrossblood.org.
Gosh, that's fantastic. Thank you. Thank your team. God bless all of you, and I can't wait to speak to you again.
Thank you so much.
Anytime. Take care. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. So a police officer tries to get a Frappuccino and he finds a tampon in it. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
I'm a walking in the rain.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packers
packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An appeals court is ordering the judge presiding over the case against retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn to grant the Justice Department's motion to dismiss the criminal charges against the former Trump National Security Advisor. The ruling coming down from the U.S. Court of Appeals in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday. Finding the new leader of ISIS is a very high priority for the State Department.
I'm pleased today to announce that the State Department has increased our reward offer, now up to $10 million, for information about the location of the new leader of ISIS.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo making that announcement at the State Department during a briefing. This as the new ISIS leader was designated a terrorist by the State Department. Health and wellness company GNC Holdings says they're filing for Chapter 11 protection. GNC plans to close 800 to 1,200 of their health and wellness stores across the country. This is USA Radio News. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court says they'll take a look at Bill Cosby's sex crime conviction. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
82-year-old Bill Cosby serving a 3 to 10-year prison sentence for a sex crime conviction, and now the Pennsylvania Supreme Court is accepting his appeal of that conviction. His wife, Camille Cosby, saying today that racism is at the root of her husband's incarceration.
The Me Too movement and movements like them have intentional ignorance pertaining to the history of white women who have, from the very beginning, accused black males of sexual assault without any proof.
There will be no New York City Marathon this year. Organizers calling off the race scheduled for November 1st because of the coronavirus pandemic. Registered runners will be contacted by July 15th about options for a refund or deferring their entry to a future year. The Boston Marathon was also canceled earlier this year as well. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So things are just getting disgustinger and more disgustinger. And I don't know if you guys saw the picture of a tampon that was allegedly put into a police officer's frappuccino. Can't tell if it was used or not because it was all kind of brown and messy. And if you guys have ever seen a used tampon, it's not very pretty. It's kind of looks similar. And so these attacks on police officers are getting out of hand. I think, you know, the whole country is kind of starting to lose it, and we're kind of going in the wrong direction. But I'm very, very frustrated because I come from, you know, a background where my grandfather was a police officer, and, you know, my father was military, and, you know, when you have people that, you know, put their lives on the line for others, and then they have to second-guess their next meal. They have to second guess where their next assault is going to be. We're doing something wrong. You know, and I understand there's a lot of you know, concern of what happens with in custody deaths and you know, racial injustice that occurs, you know, at the law enforcement level. I get that. But does that translate to every officer on the planet now needs to, you know, now needs to hesitate and avoid going into any establishment, any Target or Starbucks, because they think somebody is going to assault them with a possibly used infected sanitary napkin? I mean, this is beyond ridiculous. And, you know, I live in, Las Vegas, and so we're still in shock by the 2014 killing of Igor and Alan. These were two young Metro police officers who were having lunch in like a cafe style area, you know, where you're sitting outside. Technically social distancing back in 2014, sitting outside, having a slice of pizza. They were in uniform, and they were gunned down. Why? Because they were police officers. So, you know, we understand as doctors that whenever we put on our scrubs, you know, we're putting ourselves at risk. We're putting ourselves at risk not only for assault or for attacks in the ER, which has happened to many of us, including myself, but to infectious disease. And, you know, when you put on those scrubs and you put on those that white coat or whatever you put on as a doctor, it doesn't even matter. You are basically committing that day to taking on whatever infectious disease or whatever public health crisis or whatever issue is happening to your patient. You are going to take that on. Patients come first. And that's what law enforcement does. When law enforcement puts on that uniform, they are becoming a target. They are also, you know, putting that on as a sign that they are there to put their lives on the line for us. I understand some lives have been lost at the hands of police officers, and that's what's being, you know, protested, and that's what has unfortunately caused so much discord over the last few weeks as well as years. But we have thousands upon thousands of people who are now considering if they made the right choice and if it's even worth it. So the latest assault, which is absolutely ridiculous, this happened in California, and the police officer was off duty, and he went into a Target in Diamond Bar to get a Frappuccino. Okay, and apparently the clerk noticed that he was using a police officer's credit union card. So that's how they knew, allegedly, that this was a cop. And so when the cop was drinking his drink with his straw, he felt something, pulled it out, and as you see the image, Fox LA, Fox 11 posted the image. It is a disgusting looking. Now, it could have been a fresh tampon, so it could have just been the cotton that was put in there. But if I was this police officer's physician, I would say you need to get tested for STDs. You need to be tested. And, you know, I don't know what could have possibly been on that. You know, if you need an antibiotic, you got one. I mean, it's disgusting. I've, you know, never seen, you know, somebody have to, you know, deal with an ingestion of something that could have been from something so contaminated and disgusting. So the LAPD is obviously looking into it. Oh, did we lose our feed? Oh, I think we might have lost our feed. Oh, no. Anyway, so the LAPD is looking at it, and we are going to hear more. But where we're at now, unfortunately, when it comes to, you know, what we need to do as a society is, you know, do we need to come up with police-friendly businesses? I mean, do we need to, you know, say, look, you know, cops can eat here without getting assaulted, without, you know, food being spiked? We saw what happened with the Bronx, where with Shake Shack, there were three officers who felt that there was bleach or there was something in their drink, so they threw it out. Now, no criminality was ever found, and I'm not sure what happened with that investigation, but then a Georgia police officer thought, I believe, her Egg McMuffin had something on it. And so, you know, if you are a business owner or a manager and you can't control your staff, and your staff is spitting on the food or putting, you know, sanitary napkin devices in the food, or if they, you know, if this type of stuff is happening on your watch, okay, you don't deserve to be open. And this doesn't even have to do with cops. I mean, we have heard case after case of people being spiked with, you know, drinks being spiked with spit and, you know, people putting, unfortunately, body parts into the soup or the salad or whatever. You know, this unfortunately, I've worked in hospital or in restaurant settings as well. Unfortunately, this stuff kind of happens a little bit too often. And it's disgusting. A restaurant or a place of business should be closed down immediately. So, from what we understand, the Walnut Station detectives, because I get Walnut Station is the station in that area, are investigating the incident of the alleged poisoning of food or drink at that local business. The incident was reported to have occurred Friday, June 19th, 2020, at approximately 2:30 p.m. on the block of 700 Grand Avenue in the city of Diamond Bar. The victim is a white 36-year-old male, and there is an ongoing investigation. So I think what has to happen is businesses have to now take on the responsibility that if they're going to have rogue employees that are trying to assault police officers or just anybody, I mean, this could happen to anybody of any race. Somebody might not like your gender. Somebody might not like your, you know, your Jewish star, Mugging David, or cross that you're wearing. They may not like your skin color, and they could do something to your food. You know, we're starting to social distance, and we're starting to look very closely at how we interact with people. You know, when you see that this is the type of stuff that's happening, and I could swear I've received food that had spit in it or something in it, you know, and then I just couldn't eat it anymore. My stomach just turned. You know, when you have sick individuals like that that are working in, you know, food or even healthcare, we've seen healthcare workers, you know, take your IV medicine and swap it out for saline so they could dope up with the narcotics. You know, when you see this type of stuff happening, it really is on the place of work. And if you can't control and you can't hire and you can't sift out these types of employees that are going to hurt others, then you have no business being open. And I think we do need to establish having businesses that are going to have that protection where a police officer could have lunch without being gunned down. Anybody could, you know, go not be gunned down when they're eating, not have to deal with tampons or spit or whatever in their food. It's disgusting that this happens. And you know, there was a Subway employee back in 2016 that allegedly spiked an officer's drink. This was in Utah with narcotics. Now, the officer started acting funny. They took him to the hospital. He was treated there, was able to be discharged. But, I mean, this happens in all facets here of food. This is ridiculous. So what would a police do in the meantime? Well, police have to then, unfortunately, be undercover, or they have to have somebody else do the shopping for them. But now with social media, there's not a lot of privacy. So, you know, a lot of people's jobs and a lot of people's identities aren't private. So, unfortunately, we have, you know, a very dangerous, you know, situation for many of us. And when your police officers don't want to do this anymore, and I don't blame any police officer that might want to take a vacation now and say, you know what, I'm out for a while. You know, what do we do if we don't have law enforcement? The 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this story just doesn't sound right. Something is not right. And I don't know if you guys have been following what's been going on with this NASCAR issue where there was a noose that was found in Bubba Wallace's garage area. And I don't know if you guys have been following the latest developments on that. And Bubba Wallace, from what I understand, is the only African-American who is who is a part of that the team at Talladega, and he had apparently, or he or his team had found a noose. in his garage. And when we first heard the story, it just brought tears to my eyes that here we are in 2020 with people doing that, where they're trying to intimidate, you know, people of different races to, and it was sad. And you saw, you know, people at Talladega, you know, walk behind Bubba Wallace and show support. But then we were told that this is a pull rope, that it was there since October 2019, and it's in all the garages. And it was there before, I think Bubba Wallace got moved to that garage a couple weeks ago. And that it was there the whole time. And that these garage ropes, I mean, it does look like a noose if you look at it, if you look at the image. But I guess it's a rope that has a loop at the end of it for, I guess, people to pull. It's for the garage. And apparently these garage ropes were tied into these nooses as early as 2016. He's the circuit's only black full-time driver, from what we understand. And this happened, this reportedly happened after NASCAR banned Confederate flags. Now, the FBI, after their investigation, had found that this was a pull rope, but then I wonder why it was brought up then as a noose to begin with, if anybody on, you know, at Talladega, who obviously is very versed in racing and garages and garage door openers, and if this was something that's ubiquitous, if this is a rope sort of, you know, handle that is ubiquitous throughout the other garages, why would this have been brought up then, and then why did it get as far as it did? Now, from what we understand, Bubba Wallace has been actually pretty, quote-unquote, well, I can't say because it's a bad word, but let's say ticked off with his critics. He does accept that he wasn't targeted after the FBI said there was no evidence of crime, but he told CNN that he was mad because people are trying to test my character integrity. And he told Don Lemon that from the evidence that we have, that I have, it's a straight-up noose. So this is, like I said, something just isn't right. All right. Obviously, Bubba Wallace, see, because at first this was, you know, like, okay, you know, did his team report this to him? And so they kept them, you know, safe, and they kept them, you know, but he said he saw it, and he goes, this is a noose. So he's saying it's a noose. The FBI is saying, but it's been there. It was there before you got there. It was there when a white driver was there. But and it's supposed to be a typical garage door opening. It's a rope. It's a rope that is looped. So, like I said, something's not right. Something just isn't right. I don't know. So apparently a YouTube video from 2019 showed a pull rope tied into a noose hanging from the garage door in the same stall used by Wallace and his team at the Talladega Super Speedway over the weekend. At the time the video was taken, the specific stall was being used by Paul Menard. Paul Menard is white. Other videos from previous years revealed that these garage door ropes or poles were often tied into nooses as early as 2016. So rather than the rope hanging straight, the rope end was circled, brought up to a circle. But unfortunately, it does look like a noose. It does. It looks like a small noose. So 26-year-old Bubba Wallace has accepted that he wasn't targeted. And apparently he had thought he was going to be targeted because of his vocal support for removing the Confederate flag from NASCAR tracks. He goes, I was relieved, just like many others, to know that it wasn't targeted towards me. But again, I'm very, very confused, because you see these ropes on all these doors in these pictures. This was one picture from 2017. Again, not exactly sure why then this would have come up as being an assault. It's a shame. So anyway, now he unfortunately is on the defense, and he says it's so frustrating to know that people are always going to test you and always just going to try and debunk you. That's what I'm trying to wrap my head around, from them saying that I'm fake and all this stuff, and I reported it when It was news that was brought to me. It was information that was brought to me that was already reported. So I was just kind of following suit. So he said he was suspicious. The supposed noose was a garage door pole. So he went looking for others to see if they were tied in similar fashion. When I did find out, I was adamant about searching all the other garages and making sure that it just was a garage pole, and it ended up being one. But he admits the rope was a door pole. He says it is distinctly tied as a noose. So 15 federal agents had investigated it, and a crew member for Richard Petty Motorsports had discovered the noose on Sunday at the Alabama racetrack. And again, this is something where you're, you know, again, I don't understand how it had to get that far if this was something that was just, you know, but unfortunately now, you know, we're in a time where things are very, very heated and, you know, and if my guess is if, you know, Confederate flags were something that were commonly used at the Speedway, originally it was supposedly a Southern Pride sort of sign, but now it's not considered that, obviously. It has ties to, you know, slavery and to the South. You know, maybe this is just another quote unquote reset where ropes being used have to lie straight as a rope and not be used as a curved knot, be tied up where there's a handle. It's, you know, these are very, 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 you know, very, gosh, contentious topics that come up where many of us wouldn't even think that it would be a noose, but so something's just not right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I don't know if you guys ever saw the show You, but apparently Chris D'Elia starred in, well, let me see, hold on a second. There's another sexual assault. Oh, there's a lot of Ron Jeremy. There's a lot of, unfortunately, stars that have now been accused of sexual assault. I'm having issues with my computer, so when we get more information with that. I saw the show You. It was a very good show. It was good, very, very, very weird, very kind of twisty, lots of different scenes that are kind of odd, but we're being told that there have been sexual misconduct allegations leveled against actor Chris D'Elia, 40 years old, who co-starred in season 2. And Penn Badgley, the 33-year-old star, said he really didn't know him too much, but he is very troubled learning about those allegations. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there's a man... I apologize about this. There is a man who has had his bladder burst. This happened in China because he had downed 10 bottles of beer during a heavy drinking session. After experiencing abdominal pains, the 40-year-old man had, I believe, a three-place bladder, shall we say, a almost a triple bladder rupture. He had to pee so badly, and he hadn't because he had, I guess, gone for 18 hours, that his bladder decided to burst. We're going to talk more about this. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.